The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Time for quick takes. Vamos, Michael. Joe Burrow and the Bengals beat the Vikings in OT. What stood out to you?
Man, I'm going to tell you something. In this game, I was just so happy to see this young man right here, Ja'Marr Chase, have some success. He was going through, I thought, just a bit of the drop, some confidence issues. And the best way to get over it is to have that kind of game, over 100 yards, the first time of being a receiver at over 100 yards since A.J. Green in his opening game.
Yeah, they look good. Stephen A., Russell Wilson threw for four TDs in the win against the Colts. Do we need to be paying attention more to the Seahawks? Defense looked better, too.
Well, I think the defense looked better, and offensively, seeing Russell Wilson throw that beautiful deep bomb touchdown pass to Tyler Lockett definitely was a big thing. D.K. Metcalf had four receptions as well. And Chris Carton is in the lineup, averaging 5.7 yards per carry yesterday. If that's what you can expect from this offense, they will have something to say in the NFC West, as expected.
Michael, Jalen Hurts went off in the ATL, throwing for 264 yards, three touchdowns, a lopsided win. What are your thoughts on Hurts' big day?
Man, can you put some speck on my name? Put some speck on that name. I mean, the people in Philly won't even say it all offseason that this is our starting quarterback, and he shows up and shows out. Just put some speck on my name, man. That's what I want them to do in Philly for that young man right there.
Absolutely. He deserves it. Again, the only team to win in the NFC East. All right, plenty more ahead here on First Take, including the Ryan Fitzpatrick injury in Washington. Might Ron Rivera call his guy Cam Newton to the rescue of the football team? That's later on the show. But, Stephen A., you had something you want to mention to the people about what's happening.
As always, as I will continue to do at the top of each hour of this show, at least through this week, is remind everybody it's a new day. He had First Take with a potpourri of contributors to the show. Michael Irvin, my man, blessed me with his presence every Monday. Keyshawn's going to be on Tuesdays. Marcus Spears going to be here on Wednesdays. Dan Orlovsky's going to be on Thursdays. Tim Tebow's going to be on Fridays. Plus, Tamina Kimes, Jeff Saturdays, Ryan Clark's, Damian Woody's, Louis Riddick's. The list goes on and on. Plus, people in the world of sports and entertainment who want a piece of me, trying to swear they want to get at me. That cheer's open for them, too. It's a new day here, First Take. That's what we're doing moving forward. So I'm just reminding everybody that's the case. Just to remind them, I don't hide. Y'all been chirping. I will be here. Feel free to come on.
Get at him. All right, let's get it, guys. After a contentious offseason in Green Bay, the week one blowout loss to the Saints seems to be causing more tension. Listen to Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers after the game.
Got to give the Saints all the credit in the world. They came ready to play. Absolutely embarrassed us today. And, yeah, it's very humbling, to say the least.
I mean, I'll let him use those words, and I'll use it's just one game. You know, we played bad. I played bad. Offensively, we didn't execute very well. One game, we got 16 to go.
Stephen A. Smith, you're all about winning. You're all about competition. You're all about resumes, all those things. What's your reaction to Aaron Rodgers saying it's just one loss?
Hey, listen, people don't accuse me of being hyperbolic about this or whatever, but you have to understand, I mean what I say. And I got a lot of love for Aaron Rodgers. Michael Irvin. I mean, I love this guy. I've had the pleasure of meeting him a few times over the years. I think that from a talent perspective, until Patrick Mahomes came along, he's the greatest talent at the quarterback position my two eyes have ever seen in my life. I think he's that gifted. And I think that a lot of times he didn't receive the support that he needed from the Green Bay Packers. And I felt that they didn't show him the respect that he richly deserved, and that's why he won it out. Having said that, when you make all of that noise, even though they ended up keeping you and making you stay, and it's clear that you don't want to be there, but when you line up between those lines and you get ready to play ball, you got to be ready. And it would be one thing if I saw an Aaron Rodgers that was rusty and just wasn't ready. I'm just telling you, I'm not accusing him of anything because I don't know. I'm only going by what I saw on television yesterday. He looked like he did not care. He looked disinterested. He didn't look focused. I have never seen Aaron Rodgers on his worst day look that atrocious. The decision making was just foolhardy. They were decisions that rookies make, not somebody like him. I mean, there's countless years on his resume, playmaker, where he's never even thrown double-digit interceptions.
Yeah.
There's only a couple of times or three times in his career he's thrown multiple interceptions. Right. This is not what he does. And so to look as lethargic and as apathetic as he looked was alarming in and of itself. But then for Matt LaFleur, who just seemed ill-prepared and in over his head yesterday, completely and thoroughly out-coached, all right? And that was bad enough. But at least he admitted it by saying it was embarrassing. Aaron Rodgers seemed as if he was taking offense to how his coach classifies and categorized yesterday's butt-whipping, when everybody and their grandmama knows that Matt LaFleur told the absolute truth in the aftermath of that butt-whipping they took at the hands of the New Orleans Saints. And so for me, I'm just looking at it. It is just one game. He's absolutely right, and I certainly don't expect it again. My issue is, never in my wildest dreams did I expect that I would have ever seen Aaron Rodgers play like that. Yeah. It was that bad.
Yeah, and for me, what I was reminded of even watching that is, you know, when you mess up, you can't make somebody forgive you. You got to wait till they say they forgive you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you're the one messed up. You did this, right?
Right.
So when Aaron Rodgers said, relax, it's because everybody wasn't playing bad. Relax, relax. Okay, I can listen to you then. I'll listen. Yeah, oh, relax. Okay, relax. But when he's saying here is one game. No. This is on you. No. It's just one game. You started this. You, because this team, this football team, to me, I don't care what this team was not thinking about playing this season. They had spent the whole offseason and spent the time in camp talking about what has happened this offseason, and it's still. It's still an issue in that locker room. And that's why, Stephen A., I tried to push back on you putting it on the floor. If this thing is in the locker room and these guys are talking, I mean, they're talking against everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. You know?
So are you concerned more than just this week, even moving forward for this team? Because obviously it's what you saw on the field, but it sounds like it's in the locker room as well.
Right. And the issue is, can we root out that virus out our computer before that next game, and show back up and start playing football and move all that stuff out.
But my question to you,
because we know they have talent.
My question to you would be this: Matt LaFleur don't play. Ain't it his damn job to weed out that virus? That's his job. What the hell else do you do? You ain't catching no touchdowns. You ain't running. You ain't blocking for nobody. You're not sacking nobody. That's your job.
I will say okay to you if it was someone else. When I walked in late for a meeting, I had a guy with me. He was returning punt kickoffs, and he was a great kickoff returner. Jimmy looked at me and said, I'm so disappointed in you, Michael. Get in there and sit down. And he looked right at the other guy and he said, you get your stuff and get out of here. It depends on where that virus is if you can get rid of the virus right away. And if it's starting with the quarterback, you can't get rid
of
it.
But I guess what I'm saying to you is, you started off your argument by talking about the team. I'm agreeing with you about Aaron Rodgers, meaning that if that's where it is, you can't get rid of that brother just now. You got to get that straight, and I understand that. But part of it getting straight, in my humble opinion, when you think about Matt LaFleur, listen, whatever's going on with Brian Gutekunst and Aaron Rodgers, Mark Murphy and Aaron Rodgers, who runs the franchise, that shouldn't be you if you're Matt LaFleur. You shouldn't be perceived, because I've been told he's been perceived as a guy that passes the buck, that it's always somebody else's fault as opposed to his own. And that's one of the things that's a turnoff about him, because he'll point. And Mike Pettine being gone, well, you're a top 10 defensive coordinator. You got the top 10 defense last year, and all of a sudden he's gone for who? Who's this guy, Joe Barry from Washington and Detroit from years ago? Why him? Why? Because y'all buddies? Yeah. What the hell is that about? To me, I'm looking at that and I'm saying, what is this? What's going on here? Because collectively, they looked awful. It's just that Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my
but
God.
But why just Aaron Rodgers, Stephen A.? Because they couldn't run the ball and he wasn't being protected well. So
Molly,
why not on other parts of the team?
Molly. He looked so bad. And the Aaron Rodgers that I've watched for years, those two interceptions don't happen. He'll get sacked. Yeah. He'll get sacked. Those two interceptions don't happen.
Or get rid of the ball.
Or get sacked. He would not throw those passes. It was like,
You know, and then he threw one interception, or he jumped off his feet and threw the football. I never seen Aaron Rodgers do that. What are you doing? What are you doing? I couldn't believe what I was watching. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, not from Aaron Rodgers, but this is not a talent thing, and this could be fixed.
It's certainly not a talent thing.
This could be fixed, and that's the best thing for the Green Bay Packers. They can fix this within a few days. They just have to focus on the mission at hand and not the fight that they had all offseason. They have to focus.
Well, I know how he responds to bad games, Aaron Rodgers. He goes out there and balls.
He's a superstar, and I think that Aaron Rodgers, this is the attitude that he should have the rest of this season. He needs to understand. It's similar to Magic Johnson, believe it or not. Years and years ago, Magic Johnson essentially got rid of the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. He didn't like his schemes. He didn't like what they were doing schematically, how they were playing. He was like, yo, I mean, this guy needs to go. They got rid of him. They inserted Pat Riley. Magic Johnson was getting booed until Showtime arrived and they started balling, and it was a different day. I'm saying if you're Aaron Rodgers, we all know you don't want to be there any longer. You got to take the bull by the horn, and you got to be like this. Y'all must have forgot who the hell I am. Let me show you. And he needs to play this rest of the season with that attitude.
He will. They got to protect him better, though.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
The NFC West got off to a hard start. The Cardinals' 25-point win over the Titans was their largest week one win since the merger. Arizona quarterback Kyler Murray became the first Cardinals player with four pass TDs and a rush TD in a game since 62. Seattle tied a franchise record with their third straight week one victory when they beat the Colts 28-16. Russell Wilson became the first player to throw four passing touchdowns in a team's opener in consecutive seasons in NFL history. After leading 41-17 in the final 2 minutes, the Niners hung on to beat the Lions 41-33. Frisco wideout Deebo Samuel set a career high with 194 receiving yards, the second most of the season opener in franchise history. The Rams finished off the week one sweep for the division with their win over the Bears on Sunday Night Football, making this the first season since the 1970 merger that all of the NFC West teams won in week one. The AFC West can also go 4-0 with the Raiders win over the Ravens tonight on Monday Night Football. Stafford making his debut in L.A., and we saw a little bit of Justin Fields. Michael, did you learn more about the Bears or the Rams on Sunday Night Football?
Well, it was interesting to watch the Rams because, you know, I'm like everybody else. I wanted to see what Stafford does with Sean McVay and that offense, and seeing those guys get up the field is one thing. But what was interesting to me, really, was watching the Chicago Bears, because I heard all along that, okay, Andy Dalton was promised the opportunity to start. And he didn't start, but they put that young guy in fast, and they got him in fast. And so when I started watching, I know he only threw two passes yesterday.
And ran for a touchdown.
But he ran for a touchdown, and you saw his feet. And then I saw Jason Peters. I saw the tackle get hurt. Then I saw the backup tackle that came in got hurt. And I started saying, wow, how much longer is it going to be before they say, we need all the help we can on this offense, so we need this kid's legs to get him back in that back in a football game. Next week, they'll play the Bengals, you know, and then they'll play Cleveland. Now, the rest of the whole division, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, they're all losing, so that gives you a little farther run. If they continue to lose, that you keep trying to see what you can do with Andy Dalton because you'll be in the race a little bit longer. But I'm like the rest of Chicago. And when I was in L.A., I saw a lot of Chicago fans because they were coming for that game. And I'm like the rest of them right now. I'm ready to see that kid play. I've seen one game of Andy Dalton. Now, I don't know how many more games he'll go. But I'm ready to see what that young kid can do because he has some dynamicness to his game that I think with that defense that they can give him a spark. And who knows what could happen.
I'm not interested in the Chicago Bears. They don't interest me. I don't think that Pace and Nagy are the guys for that job. That's just how I am. With them when it comes to them. I think they're interesting by default. The offensive line is suspect, so I don't blame them for trying to protect Justin Fields. They got to get Justin Fields because they stupidly passed on Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes to move up in the draft years ago to get Mitchell Trubisky, and that's the kind of decision that it takes you decades to recover from, that level of stupidity, all right? That's number two, because Deshaun Watson was coming off the national championship, you know what I'm saying? And Mitchell Trubisky was at North Carolina. I mean, no disrespect to their football program. I'm wishing Mac Brown the best, but damn, they had this deal. When I look at Chicago, they'll be interesting because it's by default, the division. Questions about Green Bay, questions about Minnesota, Kirk Cousins not being COVID, you know, vaccinated and stuff like that. And the Lions, I mean, please, we ain't expecting nothing from them, okay? The story to me is the Los Angeles Rams. Let's take into account the backdrop. Damn, that's a beautiful stadium.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
I'm excited. I'm excited for Super Bowl.
So far is so fly. I give you that. You had the line when you came on Stephen A's World and you talked about that. It's true. That stadium, just looking at it, it's spectacular. Yeah. Okay? So that's their home. I don't know why the Chargers did. They need to go back to San Diego personally. But that's their home, okay? So you go there. You know the Super Bowl's going to be there. And then you look at their crew. Defensively, they're not good. This is elite. This is Aaron Donald. This is Justin Hollins, who had a couple of sacks last night. This is Jalen Ramsey, who changed his number. I mean, this is all. I mean, they got a crew of dudes on the defensive side of the ball. And offensively, what were we waiting to see? Matthew Stafford. We know what he could do, but he was in Detroit. Now he's here in Los Angeles. 321 yards passing, 20 of 26. Three TDs, not a single interception. Okay, I'm looking at a guy.
Boy, went up the field with that
ball. I'm looking at a guy. Cooper Kupp, 108 receiving yards, a 56-yard catch. I'm looking at Van Jefferson, a 67-yard catch. Okay, so you can throw the football. You can certainly run the football with Darrell Henderson because he's no joke. Plus, you acquired Sony Michel from New England. And so I'm looking at it from that perspective. And then last but not least, this is incredibly important. Sean McVay didn't trade Jared Goff because Jared Goff doesn't have talent. He traded him because they weren't on the same page. Apparently, there was a personality clash in terms of his willingness to listen to what he was being. I don't know this. I don't cover the Rams. It's according to the reports that they were clashing with one another. What did you see, you know, Michelle Tafoya asked last night? Talked about them being on the same page, communicating with each other every single day, you know, having a blast, raving about their relationship and the chemistry and the camaraderie with each other. You got to have that between your quarterback and the head coach if the head coach is considered an offensive guru. You got to have that. That appears to be what they have. And so that combined with the NFC West, seeing Arizona coming, knowing San Francisco is still relevant, and Seattle, that, to me, makes the Rams the story of this game.
You got to have it if you're a young quarterback, that connection. We just talked about Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know what kind of relationship he has with his head coach right now. And the last couple of years, it has worked great over there. Now on this side, and you're absolutely right in this sense, I mean, Jared Goff had 42 wins since 2016. He's tied for second most in the NFL.
Right.
42 wins, right. And they still say, get out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get out. Right. We want somebody to take us to the next level.
Because they're saying it was because of him. They were saying it was because of their defense.
Lions hung tough yesterday.
And also, they were also talking about the coach having to control everything and wanting a quarterback that can take that step and make those calls.
He wanted a quarterback
and
he believes
he
in.
Do that.
He wanted to believe in the guy that he went to.
In Chicago wants a quarterback they can believe in. Yes. And Andy Dalton ain't that quarterback.
So I'm glad you gave me that leeway so
I can get back to helping my people in Chicago who were begging me yesterday in L.A., please help us get Justin Fields on the field.
First of all, we all know the people in Chicago were in L.A. because they wanted to get the hell of that windy, away from that windy.
They
wanted to get in the Southern. Hey, you been to Chicago in September? It gets cold.
No, but when we were there for the All-Star game, that was real.
Oh, God, okay.
I was like, I've been to East Coast my whole life. This is a different deal.
I'm not having y'all. I love Chicago. I'm not having y'all talking about my city.
And don't act like you give a damn about Chicago
fans. I love Chicago. It's a great time to... With Dennis Rodman in Chicago back in.
Oh, boy. It's time to go to break.
Phenomenal city. Just too cold.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We have to do this topic. Stephen A. Steelers rallied from a 10-0 deficit at half to beat the Bills. T.J. Watt and the Steelers special teams, good thing got that contract done, came up big, holding Josh Allen and that offense to just 2 field goals in the second half. I don't really hate on the Steelers. It's just because Stephen A., you know, it's his team. Here's Josh Allen on the loss.
Obviously, it's not what we hope for, what we strive for, how we wanted to start the season. Whether it be, you know, just first game nerves or jitters or, you know, feeling stuff at my feet. But again, I gotta play better. I gotta be better. I know that. You know, and again, like I said, we're gonna learn from this, and we're not gonna panic. You know, it's 16 games left.
Okay, Stephen A., try to be objective here. Just try a little bit. Were we sleeping on the Steelers or actually just overhyping the Bills?
Of course you were sleeping on the Steelers. Of course you were sleeping, especially him, because he looked like he woke up and didn't comb his hair well enough. I mean, this is what you're doing. Got the afro and all of that stuff working. And Molly, I know that Molly tried to be slick. See, we're starting this as a football segment. Yeah. She didn't have to bring up the Mets, because I'm a Yankee fan, especially after what Lindor did to my Yankees last night, smacking 3 home runs, looking like Reggie Jackson, getting me disgusted with Chad Green. I don't know why that man is in the game for the New York Yankees, but that's neither here nor there. Back to football. Here's the reality of the situation. Tried to tell you about my Steelers. Tried to tell you. Now, offensively, they struggled. Didn't score in the first half, okay? Najee Harris didn't run the football effectively because they couldn't block from him as an offensive line. We knew that was a question mark for the Steelers coming in to the season. They were going to go on the road against a Super Bowl championship contender. Y'all talked about Bills Mafia and all of that. So you know what I saw? I saw Bills Mafia running out of the stadium with their heads down. Damn, we couldn't get it done. Why? Because they were going up against the Steelers. That's why. DJ Watt. 2 sacks. This is the same dude got his contract extension last week. What does he do? Goes into the owner's office. I appreciate it. Deal's done. Don't worry about my agent. I'm telling you the deal's done. Now I got to go in the gym and work out. We talked about Cameron Hayward. He was sitting there controlling the line of scrimmage, doing his thing all day yesterday. We talking about the secondary. We talking about playmakers like Micah Fitzpatrick. You talking about Joe Hayden shut down cats. I'm looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Everybody talking about the Cleveland Browns. Everybody talking about the Baltimore Ravens. At least until they had 4 different dudes suffering an ACL injury. Okay, and then we talking about the Cincinnati Bengals who won a game last year. You actually mentioned Ja'Marr Chase and the Cincinnati Bengals before you mentioned the Pittsburgh Steelers. You better recognize Mike Tomlin, Big Ben Roethlisberger, and that Pittsburgh defense is real. We will be here when it counts. You book it.
And the truth of the matter is it about Pittsburgh or is it about Buffalo and what we
saw? About Pittsburgh.
No. Pittsburgh won that game on special teams. They made a play on special teams. You're not going to get that opportunity every game. And then they made some plays. They weren't directed plays. Chase Claypool going over people, making catches and everything. Pittsburgh offense looked horrible. What I have an issue with, yes, they didn't look great.
They didn't look great. They were throwing balls in the air. They were coming down, making plays. You just mentioned they couldn't run the game.
That's what they
couldn't
run the game. They make plays.
What I have an issue with, is Buffalo.
Okay.
Buffalo's offense. Buffalo, where are you? We had you up there with the champs. That's when we had Buffalo.
And they ran into
what
Pittsburgh.
What's going on with
they ran into Steel. They ran into Steel Nation. That's what happened.
And I
Bill Mock ran into Steel Nation.
You know what? I said, you know what will happen now? Because we talked about this. I said, can this defense slow down that offense? And most categories, they were second and third, ranked second and third.
Yeah.
And so they were right there.
Yeah.
And I said, they will for a moment. But since they're not getting anything from that Pittsburgh offense, all the Bills' offense should take over. And they never did. And champions will take over. You watched in the Kansas City game. They struggled, and then second half, they put up 23 points. You watch in the Tampa Bay game. They kept playing. They kept coming back. Every time Dallas scored, they score. That's what champions are made of. I did see it out of Buffalo, and I needed Josh Allen to make that next step. He had Stephon Diggs, and he did great things with Stephon Diggs. Now I need him to raise up the rest of the guys around him. I thought he was when Davis caught that touchdown, but they need more help. They scored 6 points in the second half.
Go ahead, I'll chime in, but go ahead.
When can I speak? Because I take notes on the game. So these were my notes. Steelers at offense, quiet first half. 10-6 Buffalo in the fourth. Najee Harris, 45 yards in debut. Steelers first lead in the fourth. Steelers defense, the difference maker in special teams. Are you not a little concerned about your offense?
Not even a little bit.
Oh my God.
You're lying.
Not even a little bit.
Did you see an semblance of order in an offense?
It's a game one. It's game one's first game.
Y'all stay with me, please. Such hypocrisy.
Listen, don't let me bring up UConn again on you. You know how you hurt your feelings last week. Calm down now. Here's the deal. When you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, I told y'all coming into the season, the defense is going to lead the way early on. That's what happened. Y'all got excited about the Buffalo Bills because we look at Josh Allen. I like Josh Allen. I'm a fan of Josh Allen, okay? But he has one good year. They signed him for 6 years, $250 million. That's where y'all want to stop. The first 2 years, he struggled. And I'm saying to you, wait a minute. Last year, bubble play and all of this other stuff, everything going on, COVID-19, all of that stuff. But that still doesn't take away from the year he had. In the end, this year, there's more film. This is the NFL we're talking about here. And when you look at the Steelers defense, which is a top three defense in the National Football League with the personnel that they had, they went in the Buffalo hostile confines against an offense. Stephon Diggs, what did he do? This is a guy, 125 receptions, whatever, 1,535 yards receiving, what he did last year.
He had 69 yards yesterday.
Yesterday, he was somewhat neutralized to some degree. Okay, all I'm trying to say to y'all is that in the end, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who everybody's counting out, because y'all got the Buffalo Bills, y'all got the Cleveland Browns, y'all got Miami, y'all got Baltimore, y'all got all of these teams. All I said was, y'all must have forgot. You better not. Steelers going to be there, because they always are.
Got to put up more points.
They have no way of moving a football right now, Stephen A. And the plays they made, they were not direct to play. Yeah. They were not like, oh, that's exactly what we called. And they were like, Hail Mary. Claypool makes some great plays down the sideline. But you didn't see anything consistent offense.
As a result, the Steelers said, okay, we're going to struggle offensively. So what we're going to do is we're going to shut you down. So the Bills had 10 points.
And that's why I said we're overhyping the Bills right here. There's no way you're a championship team and you only put up 6 points in the second half.
They went up against Steeler Nation. That's what that's about. They went up against Steeler Nation. It's not like they were going up against the Cowboys defense. It's 10 points. This is against the Steelers.
So you're proving my point. If you're saying they went up against Steeler Nation, they are not ready to go through everybody in the AFC. And I'm saying that, too. That means we're overhyping them as Super Bowl contenders.
Thank you for proving my point. And I'm saying you're not giving enough love and respect to the greatness of the Steeler defense. That's what I'm saying.
I saw that.
Stephen A., the defense was great, but it was a very safe offense. So I don't know how they're going to put up points with some of those other AFC teams.
I saw them go 1-4 in the last five games last year.
Let's move on. All he's going to do is keep talking about the defense.
It's new material. It's about now.
Last year was last year.
You never
Now you
want to
be in a new material.
With last balance, you didn't do that.
You had a clean cut. You didn't even have your afro last year.
Now you want to go.
You got the afro with the slope.
No,
now. Last year you had the fade.
Hold on. But when we talked about the Cowboys, it was like, oh, 8-8, 8-8, bring it back. We were going all on the path with your Steelers. Oh, it's a new day.
It ain't no new day with the Cowboys. It's the same old, same old. I got 25 years evidence.
And
I got 25 years evidence.
It'll be the same old, same old this year for sure.
Okay, we'll see.
If they make the playoffs.
You know
who it may not be the same old, same old.
Oh, they make the playoffs. They make the playoffs. They win in the division. And they make it the playoffs.
I'm just telling you. I love Tomlin. God knows.
It was same old for my New York football Giants. That's true.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Another round of quick takes. Let's go, gentlemen. Michael, Trevor Lawrence threw 3 picks in a loss to the Texans in his NFL debut. Your reaction to this?
Yeah, well, I'm expecting the Jags to be behind a lot this season, and I'm expecting Trevor Lawrence to get a lot of work in the passing game. So, remember Peyton Manning threw a lot of interceptions in his rookie year, but turned out to be pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 3-13. Stephen A., do you have any words of encouragement for my guy?
There will be a future that doesn't include Daniel Jones. That's my kind words. He fumbled again yesterday. Was that like 19 fumbles since 2019? Guy can't hold on to the football. It's sad. It really, really is. Listen, they got some other weapons, but you got to have a quarterback that doesn't make that many mistakes. Yeah. And they don't have that.
And they need to fix the line because Saquon couldn't get going. Michael, Justin Herbert and the Chargers beat Washington yesterday. Do we need to be talking more about the other team in L.A.?
All right, listen, I want to give Justin Herbert some credit because going into this season, I thought, wow, they made a mistake changing this offense, brought in that New Orleans-style offense. But, boy, he crunked it out with 337 yards, and he has a Michael Thomas-like receiver in Keenan Allen. He caught 9 for 100. So I was like, whew, maybe I was wrong. Maybe this team can do something. We will see next week when they face them boys right there in SoFi. I just wanted to end it with that.
All right, on a hot note. So in the loss, Washington also lost Ryan Fitzpatrick, who left in the second quarter with an injured right hip. Fitzpatrick's status for Thursday night's game versus my Giants is uncertain. Stephen A., should Washington call Cam? Obviously, he was with Ron Rivera 9 years.
Michael Irvin, I'm going to say this, man. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they call Cam Newton. I think they should call Cam Newton. Even though Heinicke showed some good ability in the playoffs against Tampa Bay and Tom Brady last year, and then he did some good things yesterday as well. He's got some potential. Here's what I would say. There's no other way for me to look at this. If Cam Newton doesn't get a call by the Washington football team, I think his career is close to over. There's no other way to look at it. Ron Rivera coached him for 9 years. If you don't want Cam Newton on your squad, considering how debilitated you are at the quarterback position, what are you saying? And what is that going to say to other coaches who should consider Cam Newton coming on board? There's a whole bunch of things to peel from that. I believe in Cam. And I believe as a talent that Cam, I don't know if there's 32 guys better than him. But the reality is that as of right now, 32 teams have a starting quarterback. Not a single one of them names Cam Newton. That's the reality. You can do interviews with your dad all you want to, you know, and do it on YouTube and put it out there and all that stuff. That don't change the reality. The reality is that Carolina was willing to let you go when you were available. Almost no one wanted to pick you up. Then New England finally decided to do so. Last year, albeit due to COVID and a lot of other things that transpired, you had a non-impressive season, 8 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, even though you completed about 65% of your passes. And then this year, you got beat out by a rookie that was a national champion, a rookie that completed 77% of his passes, to 41 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions, in winning a national title with Alabama, but nevertheless, a rookie beat you out. And it wasn't 4 or 5 games into the season where there was some
track record of regular season performances to fall back on that led to Bill Belichick and them making a decision. They started the season out with a rookie rather than you. Talking to your daddy on YouTube ain't going to gloss over that. And that's all I'm trying to say. Listen, I love Cam. I really, really do. Stud athlete, the whole bit. He's a winner. I get all of that. But the point is, you look at it, if Ron Rivera doesn't take Cam Newton, what they're saying is that, yo, even he don't want you. Cam Newton, if he don't get picked up by Washington, his career is in trouble.
It's a strong point. But who are they better off winning with? Is it Cam or is it Heineke? What would you do, Michael?
I would have to take a long look at bringing Cam in. But here's the situation, guys, that we need to bring up. You know, they were together in Carolina. But that wasn't always smooth and all rosy. You know what I mean? They had some clashes in Carolina, and I'm telling you right now, no one holds grudges like coaches. You know, especially when you're the cause for one coach losing the job, it'll be hard for those guys to let that go and bring you in. That being said, if I'm Washington, I have to bring in Cam Newton right now. I'm looking around at the division and say, we still have a shot. We won with this defense last year. I have to consider bringing in Cam Newton. I would have to bring him in and talk to him if I'm Coach Rivera, because Cam's a different dude now than he was when he was first at Carolina. That young dude who's trying to find his way. He's made his way in the league, made some good money in the league, had some great success in the league, shouldn't have those battles with himself that he'll be falling out with the coach and be in a different place. And I would have to consider bringing him in right now.
I don't believe Michael Irvin, Molly, that anybody can look at Cam and say he can't play.
Right.
Nobody. We couldn't do that to him.
Yeah.
He's too gifted. We can't do that to him. So if Washington doesn't even want to call him to come in, correct me if I'm wrong, the industry that is the National Football League, the coaching industry, they're going to go like this. Why ain't they call him? What the hell going on with that? And if you remember, everybody believed Bill Belichick was lying when Bill Belichick said, hey, you know, COVID had nothing to do with it or whatever. Why is COVID relevant? COVID's relevant because my man Michael Irvin. My man Michael Irvin went on and he said,
I'm with you on this.
Michael Irvin said it ain't about right wing. It ain't about left wing.
Right.
It's about the ring. And so Bill Belichick sees that you didn't get vaccinated.
Yeah. As a CEO.
It compromised your availability.
Yep.
The quarterback has to be reliable. All of those things playing a role.
You're so right. And I was remiss not to mention that. Yes, because obviously 10 days. And if he was going to be a backup, that's a problem. All right, guys. In the battle of former Alabama quarterbacks, Cam's former team, his last name, always hard for me. Tua came out on top. Mac Jones finished 29-39 for 281 yards and one TD. No interceptions, but a late fumble by running back Damian Harris ended what could have been a go-ahead TD drive as New England lost 17-16. Here's a reminder that the Patriots were fifth on Stephen A's list of the top contenders to win the Super Bowl entering this season. Stephen A, is there any reason to be concerned about New England living up to that prediction after what you saw week one?
Not at all. I'm not concerned at all. I thought Miami was a quality team. That's what everybody's been telling me. Look at their roster. Look at what they have available. Not to mention having a head coach that came from New England, so he's incredibly familiar with the kind of things that Bill Belichick likes to do, okay? If you look at Brian Flores, since he got to Miami, they've given New England a run for their money. It's been really tough, stiff competition. And so when I look at it from that perspective, and this game one of the season, of a 17-game season, and you have to take into account the level of practice, the amount of practicing, rather, that you did, full pads, starters, usage of players, et cetera, plus there's some question marks about what you're going to do with your quarterback. I get all of that, and they still beat New England, but it was 17-16. You look at Tua, he passed for 202 yards. You look at New England, I'm just saying to myself, I'm not sneezing at that. Mac Jones, 29-39, 281 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. Damian Harris, 100 yards rushing, 4.3 yards a carry. Nelson Aguilar had about 5 receptions for 72 yards. James White got in the mix. Jacoby Myers got into the mix. Looks like a typical New England team to me. And the fact that the defense, you know, they lost 17-16. We get it. It's just game one. There's nothing that disproves or summarily dismisses what I said about New England potentially being a threat in the AFC.
Mac Jones, most passing yards by a Patriots quarterback in his first career start. Michael, your thoughts?
Yeah, but listen, let me tell you something why you don't have to be overly concerned about the Patriots right now is because what we just talked about with Buffalo. They were supposed to run away with the division, and they looked like they looked. So that means, yeah, you got a shot. But I got to go back to one thing, too, when you talked about Mac winning out. Mac won out also because of his ceiling is high. And Cam's at his ceiling, and Mac has a ceiling to go. So that kind of helps him win that job, man. I hope Cam gets another job. I hope he gets an opportunity. If I'm watching, I'm bringing him in.
I hope so, too. Nobody's rooting against Cam. I'm just saying, if we speak in truth.
Right.
You
right.
lost out to a rookie.
Yes, he did.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah. He lost out to the future.
That's the guy that knows him best.
It's going to be the future. Doesn't call
no,
him
no, no. It's a great point. But Miami was the only team to win in the AFC East. I obviously know two teams went up against each other. But do you believe in Miami?
Not yet. I believe in Brian Flores.
Right.
I think that this defense could be real. Offensively, I can't say that yet because I got too many questions about their quarterback right now because they have questions about their quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
And so because they have questions about their quarterback, New England lost. They lost to Miami. Buffalo lost to Pittsburgh. The New York Jets lost to a Carolina team that got Christian McCaffrey back, and they utilized him effectively in Carolina. We can't ignore that either. So I'm good with what I saw.
But if they can get Devontae to make plays like that, Devontae Parker, then they got a shot, even with that quarterback, because he knows how to play the game inside. If he can get some outside plays like that kid made yesterday, then Miami will have a shot with Brian Flores on the defense.
Oh, yeah. Brian Flores knows what the hell he's doing, and he's fiery. He gets guys motivated. Mm-hmm. They go out there and they play for him. They got elite corners as well. Miami is not a team to be ignored, but until you tell me you're completely comfortable and shored up at the quarterback position, I'm not going to call myself a believer in you while you're in the AFC.
All right, it's time for the Playmakers, top playmaker of the weekend. Michael, what you got for me?
And this is just a great day for me because ultimately my Hurricanes won this game. But did you see this right here? Oh, my God, this was a moment at Hard Rock Stadium right here. The cat was hanging on. We were in remembrance of 9/11.
Yep.
So, hey, a cat hanging on like this.
Never forget.
And then all of those great fans down at Miami, boy, grabbed the flag and saved that cat and saved the day. I mean, it was great. My team saved it today on the football field. The fans saved the day
in
the stands. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Beautiful moment. I'm glad somebody's college football team won. Ravens, Raiders tonight?
I'm going to give the Raiders the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. They're on their home court. And on top of it all, the Baltimore Ravens have been decimated at the running back position because of their running backs, D.K. Dobbins.
People are tuning in tonight to see what progress has Lamar Jackson made in the past game.
Right. What about Derek Carr?
Yeah.
You've been talking about Derek
Carr. He's not going anywhere.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson.
A lot of fun with these two. Thank you for being with us.
You used to hold people accountable. Raiders are